And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Daria Berzande. As a resident of Chapel Hill and consumer of Owassa water who is deeply concerned about the effects of the commonly accepted practice of putting a toxic chemical in our water supply, known as hydrofluorosilicic acid, or more commonly called fluoride, I have started a local movement to have it stopped. The FDA classifies fluoride as a drug when used to treat or prevent disease, and when added to the water, it's being used to prevent tooth decay. What happened to informed consent? Do we not have the right to refuse medication? In 2012, upon discovering I was drinking fluoridated water, I approached the Owassa Board to request that they end this outdated practice and invited them to read some of the science and medical information that I had been reading, including the book by chemist Dr. Paul Connett, The Case Against Fluoride. I also requested that Dr. Connett be invited to speak with them, as he does worldwide with other communities open to discussing this topic, even if it was via Skype. The Owassa Board declined, stating that they didn't have the technology to Skype someone into a meeting. Upon leaving that meeting, a woman approached me in the lobby of the Chapel Hill Town Hall stating, "They are lying to you. I am the AV person here and I've Skyped people into their meetings many times. They just want to get rid of you." After many meetings providing the members with countless articles and even a copy of the book for each, they said they would hold a fair debate with two professionals of their choosing, representing both sides of the issue. In the end, both professionals were pro-fluoridation and the board said, "We would continue this practice with no further discussion welcome at their meetings." On February 2nd, we had the fluoride overfeed incident, and the issue was again brought to light. Several of those concerned in the community appeared at the meetings and continue to do so. However, we need more public support in order to get the attention of the board to be able to effect change. If you're open to looking into this issue, I invite you to do some real reading rather than just believing the government and corporate endorsements, and join us on Facebook at Fluoride Free Chapel Hill Carborough. Get information from fluoridealert.org. Attend Owassa meetings each month at the Chapel Hill Town Hall building at 7 p.m., where you can be one of the voices that is asking to be heard by petitioning the board to look at the facts with an open mind rather than just repeating the same tired lines that have been repeated for decades. This is a local movement that needs your voice. This is Daria Berzande.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.